Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible as I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word. I see myself as God sees me. I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive, my mind is alert, and I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Curry. Thank you for joining us today. You know, recently my wife was receiving our tithes and offerings at the service, and God started to reveal stuff to us through her. And I felt it would be really good for each and every one of us to hear, specifically about receiving. We know how to sow, we know how to give, but do we know how to reap? So let's join the service right now.
We're talking about giving and receiving, but as the body of Christ, you know, we talk about serving, right? Come on, team, serve. Who's on team, serve? I'm always on team, serve, right? You know, the 20% of the hands, 10% of the hands come team, serve. But we're doers, right? And when we talk about giving and receiving, guess what I am more often? A giver. I'm a giver. And then I'm also the one who go, wow, I feel taken advantage of. Come on. Those feelings start, because he says, don't grow weary. So that's a warning. So those thoughts are going to start coming. And fear, like Marianne gave the word, and all kinds of like, so Pastor is so too funny, right? So we're all believing God for money, right? Who's not believing God? We're believing God for something. You know, something to do something. You need to believe God for something, because without faith, it's impossible to please him. So don't look at me like I'm not here to offend anybody, but you need to be believing always, wherever you are, because without faith, it's unpleasing. God's not happy unless we're using our faith, because if you can get it yourself, then, you know, hey, you know, like you did it. Self-made, like, right? That's self-power. And you can do things because you were created to do things, and your heart will manifest. You will manifest every prophecy of your heart, good or bad. That's how you're built. Every creation, every human being will self-fulfill whatever's in there. That's why you got to guard your heart. So, you know, I start getting weary of doing good, right? Because, like, you know, you become like a servant, that Martha, you're thinking, well, my lazy bone sister Mary. I mean, like, you know, someone's got to do the work, right? Because how come she gets it? And so we go back and forth. And we've been talking about the difference between the different energy that's inside of us. God is the breasty one. What is that, right? He's male and female, right? He's all things. He's not just one thing. He manifests as Jesus. He's the fullness of God incarnate. But he is also, has a feminine. He's nurturing, he's loving, he's merciful. And so while I have this little sabbatical, right? You know, you can say, well, you just time out, whatever, but I could turn that into a sabbatical, because if I don't take care of Donalyn, how am I gonna take care of my neighbor? Love your neighbor as yourself. I don't like myself. I couldn't even receive a compliment. If you can't receive a compliment, or you're always defending, then you're not a good receiver. And you know, that little compliment, and we're gonna practice something in a second. That little compliment, guess what it does? It builds capacity to receive, because I'm a doer, I'm a giver. I know giving and receiving, sowing and reaping, right? You know, like maybe in the sweet by and by, but the Bible says that it's in this lifetime he'll give us. In this lifetime. So we can be doing and busy doing. Or we could be being, doing or being. Being is a form of rest. I'm being, I'm in the moment. I drank my coffee, I sipped it, I let my taste buds, I started going inner. I started looking at the blue skies today. I'm not thinking about my list or what I gotta do tomorrow. I made a decision to live in the moment, because God will take care of you. We all quote that Matthew 6 thing, we like that, right? Take no thought, seek ye first, right? But doesn't he talk about, seek ye first the kingdom? You guys know that one, right? We all know 6:31, but before that, he starts, what are you worrying about? Yeah. Well, I'm worried about tomorrow's list. I got to pay the bills, and I got things to do, and I got to get out, right? We start, isn't that right? Don't have to take care of business. See, that's doing. That's a state of doing. He doesn't say get away with Martha. out with Martha. I never want to see Martha again, does he? He just says, you need to be balanced. And I'm telling you, church, we need to shift into being, resting, receiving, flowing. That's a big difference than I'm going to figure it out, I'm going to work it out. God, give me that strategy. Give me 5 steps. I've got to have it. No. Because when you begin to take care, when I begin to take care of Donalyn, and I begin to love Donalyn, and I invest in Donalyn, listen, watch this, because Jesus said it. Love your neighbor as yourself. Well, if you treat yourself like a scullery maid, and you're last, you don't invest in yourself. Look at the hands going, I'm going to go over here, Carol, right on. Because the doers know what I'm talking. It's time to become queens. Now, I'm not talking about like nasty, authoritative order, but we need to be a state of being King's kids. Come on, I'm talking to the ladies now, my beautiful ladies. I'm talking to you as queens, but guess what? The male version is the king, the sons of God, without a gender. See, this gender thing right now is such a counterfeit because the body of Christ needs to rise up. And here's the counterfeit coming. The feminist movement, counterfeit to the true feminine, eradicating being a woman. I mean, just look at how we're built, ladies. Look at your body. You are in the receiving mode. Look at how the men are built. Look at their bodies. Doesn't that tell you from creation how they're built and what they're, okay? We're on the receiving mode. But we are, now watch this, gentlemen, ready? My handsome gentlemen, my kings, ready? We are the bride. We're collectively, so now that really like that, that just kind of like, we're on the receiving mode and we're resting and we're letting our groom take care of us. And you know what, men, if men will be honest, the most pleasure a man gets is when his woman is satisfied. He likes to see her happy. He goes and buys her jewelry and he thinks it through and he goes and has it wrapped and he brings it home and he sits back and he watches her open it. And if she opens it and goes, wow, we can't afford this. What did you do? What happens? Maybe you can't, but you know, his whole entire makeup is to see her satisfied, to see her happy, joyful. It's beautiful. It's for me, and to wear it and to adorn it, to own it, to be his queen, his lady, his first lady. Isn't that right, gentlemen? That's across the board. I can tell you that. I'm talking across the board. If we're going to be real today in church, or you want to get it in Cosmetology magazine or somewhere, I'm telling you, the men, the whole enjoyment for a man, the way they're wired, the way they're designed, is for their woman to be satisfied. Yeah, it's true. Hello, church. So here's the thing. Jesus takes pleasure in our prosperity, in our well-being, in our grooming. Oh, he likes it when we have nice things. He likes to put in. Listen, there's a big difference between going, working hard, working all year or whatever, work very hard, going to Tiffany's and getting that jewelry, putting it in a box and having it gift wrapped, between me going to and getting some spray can of spray-on gold and just taking something and just spraying it. Just spraying it, and you know, or just going to like Claire's jewelry, or I'm not knocking, I'm not here to offend anybody. I'm trying to shift you today. Because there's a big difference between going to Claire's jewelry, you know, like in the mall, you know, where they sell the hair bands and everything else and jewelry, and going to Tiffany's or Jared's or somewhere else and working and bringing that heat. Jesus worked for it. Jesus paid the price. He's the man. He's all about getting it done. He's about the doing. He says, I want you, my bride, to enter into rest. And when we take that sabbatical and we begin to invest in and take care of ourselves like an Esther, and we begin to say, yes, I'm the bride. He's my beloved. I'm preparing myself, my lampstand, my mind, my emotion, my body, my temple. Everything is being prepared for him. Amen. For a visitation, not just heaven, stop that. Not heaven. Yes, heaven, but not just heaven. Come on, somebody. It's a visitation. God's going to visit you. So I want you to hear this. So when we started doing this, we started shifting. My marriage is better. Life is better. I'm better. And money has increased. Supernatural. He's like, listen, remember I told you last week, did I not say, I don't know if it was last week or the week before, hey, let's all get this mindset. I wonder what. I'm curious of what he's going to do. That's the mindset. Not, I'm going to lead him. I'm going to give him faith by hands. I'm going to tell him what to do. I'm, you know, like raising a third child for me. No. Jesus is not like that. Amen. I'm curious what he's going to do. And I'm resting. I'm leaning back. He's forward. I'm leaning back. And Jesus is doing things. And ever since we started this, supernatural, are we not in an economical weirdo moment?
Yes.
Does it defy, debunk every single thought of every economist? He comes to me and he says, guess what, honey? And he's done this more than once, at least three times in the last 3 weeks. Is it true? He said, in this stock, where do we get those stocks? In the secret place. God speaks it. Supernatural. Okay? I've been talking about this for a long time, Deborah. Getting the right thing. Picking those winners. How do you do that? I mean, like, it's like lotto or something. How do you pick that? It's almost impossible. Every stock he picks is just, someone's going to try to get with you today, honey. Listen, we can't direct you. We can't guide you. But you need to be about investing. Jesus talks a lot about investing your money, investing your time. Right? Especially right now. Somebody's going to make money. And he said, guess what? I said, what? He said, and this happened three times. Our stocks have gone up. Like in 3 weeks, over $24,000 at one stock, right? Going up just, is that right? About 24 grand? More. He's saying more. Guess what, honey? Do you think it's a coincidence? Are we just, you're just so lucky. Really? Because I've been saying it. If you go back and watch the tape, go back and watch. What a coincidence. You can't make this stuff happen. I wish we could. See, there's the doing thing again. Give me five steps. How do I? It's God. So we give. So I'm going to tell you the last story because this is good for somebody today. Okay, you're getting out of that work. You got to go to work. You're the man. Okay, you don't work. You don't eat. You don't work. You don't eat. You're not lazy sitting around. Okay, he's built for it. And I also go to work. I'm built for it. And I just have to learn how. But I have to learn how to shift at church and at home. Because I love it. I love that part of me. I'm not, but I have to learn in the church, he's the provider. That means he goes to work. Does the provider not go to work? He's the provider. So I'm the receiver. Last story. So pastor comes home. He was preaching this week. How many heard or saw the radio preaching or went out for the tent? So every night it rains. Like 5 minutes before, lightning, storming. I mean, like, it's insanity. Has anyone seen that this week? They were out doing the tent revival. And like every night, Adam Hill, right? I mean, 5 minutes before the revival, there's like death-threatening lightning going, right? And he comes home. I don't remember first or second night. And he says, so you'll never get guess what? So this man comes up to him and he says, oh, pastor, I hear you on the radio. I love you. He doesn't come to church here. We don't know him, but he knows him. Do you know people know you? Because you're affluent. You are affecting people. You are affluent. You're a king's kid. Just telling you. Like, you got the favor on you. So the guy comes up and he says, shake. You know the Holy Ghost handshake? Have you ever seen that? I love the Holy Ghost handshake. It's like they put money in your hand. I've done that. Like, you squeeze it up and then you go to shake. I don't know how you do that. You got like, kind of like, I don't know, men are better at it. So you like shake and then when you let go, there's money there. Isn't that exciting? Isn't that just fun? I just love surprise. I just love fun, right? So that's fun. So the guy, then he walks away. He's like, so he doesn't peek. He's got it in his hand. And right after that, another guy comes up. Right after that, he's got the money. He doesn't peek yet, right? Because that's kind of weird. If you want to peek, but you just wait. But he felt it was thick, right? Could have been singles, could have been whatever. Didn't matter. He had it in his hand, and he just felt good. It brought joy. I think God just enjoys to bring us joy.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
The Church of the Holy Spirit in Palm City, Florida invites you to join us in prayer for revival. And tune into this station every Sunday at 5:30 a.m. and p.m. for Glorious Day, a program of spiritual edification and encouragement led by our co-pastors.
Welcome to Enjoying Everyday Life with New York Times.